Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Got the whole squad here this morning. Myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston. And this is something that will gross you out, but I think we can all relate to it. How did you lose your phone? And I'm not talking like, oh, you forgot it and you had to get it back in a taxi or something or an Uber. I'm talking about what happened to my friend at the state fair in Indiana. It's going on right now, the Indiana State Fair. And they, I won't say who they are because it's so embarrassing. It's a girl. I don't think guys do this. Liv, do you ever put your phone in your back pocket?
Oh, all the time.
I think girls do that more than guys. Maybe there's some bros doing it. But this girl had her phone in her back pocket. She's like, okay, I'm going to run to the bathroom real quick. She goes into the porta potty, forgets her phone's in her back pocket. As she goes to shimmy down her pants, the phone flips out of the back pocket, ploop, right into the porta potty. All those fair foods, all those things left behind. That phone pretty much caught on fire as soon as it hit the blue goo, which was not blue anymore. It was like dark doo-doo.
I had a friend in college who was in the porta potty taking a selfie at a college football tailgate. We were very intoxicated. She was extremely intoxicated. She was taking a drunk selfie in the porta potty, dropped it down, got a ton of paper towel or ton of toilet paper.
No.
Rolled it around her hand, and I am not joking, but that bee stuck her hand down into the porta potty to get her phone. And we all were just stunned. We were like, put it back. Put it back. Don't do this. We all were like almost in tears. Like, we can't be your friend anymore.
There's no way she used that phone again.
The next day, she went and she got a new phone. But for the rest of that entire day, she used it. That night, she used it. She like cleaned it off because it was around fraternity tailgate, so they have a lot of cleaning supplies.
Oh, so that is so gross.
Someone had Clorox wipes, and she Clorox wiped it off. I thought I was going to throw up.
No.
I mean, and then the next day she was horrified by herself, and she was like, I literally want to die.
833-563-2539. That is disgusting. Desiree, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. How'd you lose your phone?
Hi, so the sort of same thing happened, but not really. So my freshman year of high school, I kept my phone in my back pocket as well. And when I pulled khakis down, it fell out of my pocket and almost went in the toilet, but I caught it. So I put it on the ledge of the toilet because I didn't have anywhere else to put it. And when I was getting up, I hit it and it fell in the toilet and it got completely ruined because it was a old phone.
No, okay. Yeah. Now the newer phones you can submerge them and they seem to be okay. Was this pre or post flush?
Post.
Okay. Yeah. That makes it a little bit better, but I don't care if you got a brand new iPhone 20, which is waterproof or some kind of Galaxy or whatever you have. If that thing goes into a dirty, dirty toilet bowl,
so
you have to flush it. You have to throw it away or donate it to charity. You do not put that phone, no matter how much cleaning you do, against your ear.
I did. What? I dropped mine in the toilet one time.
How did you do it, Liv?
So I was drunk in college, and it was in my back pocket, and I pulled my pants down, and it fell into the toilet, and I peed onto it, and I even flushed it, and I didn't even realize that it had fallen out of my pocket. Then I went into my bedroom in the sorority house, and I went to bed, not even thinking about it. And one of my sorority sisters found it in the toilet later that night, and she actually put her hand down in it, grabbed it, and then she woke me up. We went down into the kitchen, got a bowl of rice and put it in rice because obviously it was sitting in the toilet for so long, and it worked, and I used it for like 6 more months.
That is, oh God.
I know it's gross. I cleaned it, but still, I was broke.
Yeah, no, Darren, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Sorry, I just can't handle all these different ways that people have destroyed their phone or lost it. What happened with you?
So about 2 years ago, Yelp had an event down at the canal. It was a floating in the canal day. And so they had drinks and everything that you could stop and get along your little float. So first of all, the bottom of the canal is disgusting.
Yeah, I can imagine.
There's about a foot and a half of sludge down there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't know that before I got in the canal. So we're floating along, and all of a sudden I realize my phone is gone. So, yes, I'm down in the sludge with my feet, kicking it, trying to find it. We called it. It was in a one of those protective, you know, waterproof things.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good.
It kept ringing for a while, but yeah, you couldn't find it. It was gone.
Never got it.
Oh, never got it.
Oh, that's so
defeating.
Well,
they cleaned out the canal last year, so maybe they found it.
Yeah, they just haven't given it back to you. By the way, your new phone sounds amazing. Thank you for calling 833-563-2539. Adrian, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. How'd you lose your phone?
All right, so this was a few years back before, like, iPhones were waterproof, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was in college, and I went to go wash my blankets and sheets, and I forgot my phone was on my bed. So I went back to my dorm trying to look for my phone, and then I went back in, like, community parts where the washer and dryers are, just saw my phone, like, rotating in the washer. And since it's a college dorm, too, like, they're locked. You can't open them.
Oh, that is terrible. Adrian, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
Thanks for the entertainment, though. Wrapping things up this morning, Kayla, how'd you lose your phone?
All right, so it was my first time drinking tequila, and put my phone in the opposite end, so I put it in my cleavage, and I threw up, and I didn't notice, and it fell out when I threw up, and then I went to go pee, and I peed, and my other best friend flushed the toilet for me. Went through the whole night, didn't know where my phone was, and there was a whole bunch of pro baseball players staying with us that we were hosting, and the toilet kept getting clogged, and no one could figure out what happened, and I even went to the point where there was a kid that used to steal phones that was at this party, and I went to his house and confronted his mom.
So how'd they eventually get it out?
They had to power wash the pipes, and there my phone went tumbling out with my debit card and license in it as well.
Oh,
dang.
My God.
Ugh. Dang. Kayla, do you still put things in your cleavage, or did you learn a lesson?
A little of both, but I'm more careful.
All right, Kayla, I think you have the best one this morning. Thank you so much for calling in to a Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Wow, that is impressive. That is impressive. I wish I could use my cleavage to store things, but
maybe
I don't know.
Someday.
Maybe someday.
Maybe they'll get big enough.
All right. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.